Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empower as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Make sure you support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. If that's too much for you, then you're a cheap ass, okay? Don't be stingy. I need my green tea. But if you want to change your life, make sure you scroll the show notes and pick your path. You want to work with me? Let's go. I got biohacks, I got books, I got coaching. I have all the things, okay? Make sure you check all that out. Today, y'all have been making me insane. You've been making me insane because this epidemic of good enough, everywhere I turn, it's like people are celebrating mediocrity like it is an Olympic sport. Good enough in their health, good enough in their relationships, good enough in their businesses. Like, congratulations, you showed up halfway and you call that a win. Do you want a trophy for putting on pants today? I'm not a fan of everybody gets a trophy. You fucking earn that shit, okay? Because that's about the level we're applauding. And it blows my mind how people will literally sabotage their own potential because chasing the real standard is a little uncomfortable. They'll say, well, at least I did something. You know why I know you say that, bitch? Because I say it. No, Becky, you didn't do something. You did the bare minimum to quiet the guilt in your own head so you could scroll TikTok without hearing the whisper of what you're actually capable of. You are not tired. You are uninspired. You are not good enough. You're hiding. Okay. And don't get me started on your excuses. Even just messages. I've gone live every day this week. Fuck yeah, I've gone live every day this week. Let's celebrate that, bitch. But even just little random comments I get in my inbox, people will be like, "You're right. This meant so much to me. You're right. I should step into my potential. I should start that book. I should start that podcast." And then they're like, "I just don't have time." Bitch, you just binge watch a entire Netflix series in a weekend, and I know you bitches have every Love Island contestant's name memorized. I know that because everybody talks about it. I've yet to see that show. Okay. You had time. You just don't want to face the fact that good enough is cheaper, it's easier, and it's safer than risking failure at great. And that is what it really is. It's the fear of failing, the fear of being seen trying, for fear of stretching into the uncomfortable. But I'm going to tell you something. Good enough is the quickest path to a wasted life because nobody remembers the people who settled. Nobody is inspired by the person who gave 70% consistently and told themselves it was a vibe. You think your kids are going to look back and say, "Wow, mom really taught me the power of settling." You think they like that? They're going to inherit your mediocrity if you don't burn it down and show them what it looks like to demand more from yourself. That's fucking embarrassing. And what pisses me off the most is that people are praying for miracles. Then they live like beggars at the table of their own lives. That's what you're doing. You're asking God for abundance, and then you're giving him scraps. You're begging for purpose, and you're numbing him out with food and booze and screen time. And then you wonder why you feel empty. Because good enough is not obedience. It isn't faith. It isn't potential. It's lukewarm. Am I yelling? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. And we all know what God does with lukewarm, okay? So yeah, I'm pissed. I'm pissed because good enough is contagious, and I'm tired of that. I refuse to catch it ever again. I don't want that virus in my house. I don't want it in my business. I don't want it in my faith. I would rather burn myself to the ground trying for extraordinary than coast my way into a coffin stamped with "she was fine." Good enough. Good enough is death dressed up as convenience, and I am not here for it. I definitely got choked up on that one. How I coach people out of good enough, okay? It is bringing people to their potential. And I can't coach anybody into their potential by patting them on the back and letting them sit in their excuse. I can't do that. I am not here to babysit your comfort zones. I'm here to help you confront them, and not without having confronted my own first. How can I help you through this? Well, if we're going to work together, it's I call out the good enough lie. And I see it all the time. People are disguising it as balance or self-care, being realistic. Please, can we be honest? That is fear in yoga pants, and I've done it myself. Poured the glass of vodka, said I deserved a break, and I called it rest. Really? You want to know what I was doing? Hiding from everything I knew I was called to do. Hiding behind every good enough instead of admitting I was scared to step into great. I had to interrupt the autopilot. You need to interrupt the autopilot. We get hypnotized by our routines, especially the mundane, right? School runs, scrolling, bartending shifts, grocery lists. And before we know it, weeks have turned into years. Y'all are like, summer went by so fast. Sometimes I'll look someone dead in the eye and ask, is this actually working for you or just keeping you safe? I mean, ask yourself this right now. If nothing changed in the next year, would you be proud of yourself? Would you feel good? And I had to ask myself that after another night of shutting down. Drinking, binge watching TV, feeling sick because I knew God had given me something more. Yeah, that question cut me in half, but it woke me the fuck up. So my job was to anchor back into God's original design. He did not create us to scrape by in survival mode. He didn't stamp his image bearers with barely enough. Barely enough is bullshit. He called us to more. And every time I sit down to podcast, every time I'm like, I want to do a Facebook Live, I know he's calling me to that. And I feel that. And he says, that's why I kept you alive. That's why I gave you a voice. That's why I didn't let this keep you down. All of the things he's ever done, everything that he's protected me from, including my fucking self, everything. He did that for me so I can get into his purpose because he does not want me in survival mode. He wants me in my purpose. What is the cost of staying stuck? Good enough steals. It's stealing everything. It's stealing your health. It's stealing your joy. It's stealing your legacy. I've seen it in my own family, the cycles of just getting by and calling it life. I've seen it in my own mirror when I settled for numbing out instead of rising up. And I had to ask, what inheritance am I leaving to my kids? What is my legacy if I keep settling? What do they catch from me if I preach potential, but I live in mediocrity? I am not about being a hypocrite, okay? I have to give them a glimpse of great. I point the picture of who they could become if they fully obeyed, if they fully remembered, if they fully burned down the excuses. I walk the walk. Look at me. I'm not preaching from some mountaintop. I've had to burn down my own patterns 100 times, sometimes 100 times in a day. But every time I take the step out of good enough, God meets me there. Every single time. And that's it. One simple action to take today, not 100, just one, because greatness, your potential, who you're meant to be, it is built one step at a time. You need to have the great awakening. Remember who you are. And stepping into that great awakening in your life is about shaking off amnesia. Most of us have flat out forgotten who we are. I forgot for years. I was trying to blend in, to fit in, to go viral, to do what thought people wanted, to be relatable, to be palatable, to be entertaining, right? That I forgot I was born to disrupt. And the truth I live by now is that God doesn't need me to be relatable. He needs me to be radiant. He didn't create me to be the person who lives on barely enough. He created me to live in overflow, in peace and energy and vision and purpose. And this world is groaning for people who remember it. Nobody needs another lip sync reel. Nobody needs that. What the fuck is that doing for you? The earth needs awakened children of God who are going to carry heaven into every room they walk into. That is who we are. That is who we are. I'm not here to just point out what's wrong. I want to help pull you higher. God's love is not a hall pass for laziness. It is an invitation to rise. Root everything you do and say in the word and have some backbone when you deliver it. Bring the vision and daily rhythms because I know firsthand if I do not anchor my day in that spirit and structure, I will spiral right back into survival mode and where I just feel like I'm good enough. Good enough is the counterfeit of God's greatness. And I wasn't made for fine. I was made for fire, and so were you. This is your wake-up call. Stop rehearsing survival and step into who you were created to be. And I mean, if you're waiting for me to sugarcoat this, like you're in the wrong room. Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody's going to drag you out of your good enough prison. So if you're sitting there nodding, saying, yeah, I know, but you turn this off and you go right back to scrolling, right back to excuses, that's choosing mediocrity. That's on you. God already handed you the potential. He already handed you the authority. And if you bury it under laziness or fear or that fake balance, don't you dare cry about not living your purpose. If you want abundance, you got to obey. You want freedom, you got to get uncomfortable. You want to see who you were really created to be, then burn down every fucking excuse you have and move your ass. Because here's the truth. The world doesn't need your half-ass shit. Your kids don't need your almost. God does not bless lukewarm. You weren't made for fine. You were made for fire. And if that pisses you off, bitch, light a match, because maybe that'll be the first spark. Okay. I want you to quit playing small and I want you to step into it. I love you guys. Make sure you check out the show notes for all the fun things we have. I still have that Bible app, 5-day free verse. I have Bible study for a badass is up on YouTube right now, in case you guys are open to that. I'm still kind of deciding, am I going to do a podcast with that or not? So we'll just see how it goes. Okay. Right now, I'm just proud of my consistency and proud of being willing to open my eyes to that great awakening and step into my potential. It is a daily effort. It's a choice every fucking day. I choose. Am I going to be here for me? Am I going to serve God or am I going to serve the world? Right. That's it. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.